This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In the world today, we are confronted with many challenges throughout life. Circumstances, well, they can change very fast, and conditions can go from good to bad in a very short time. Yes, life is a dynamic experience. It is constantly changing and putting different demands upon us, for better or worse. And these alternate events, well, they require different approaches on occasion. Yes, a job loss may mean we have to reinvent ourselves. That may cause us to have to go back to school. Or an unforeseen accident that affects our ability to function like we did could require a whole new lifestyle. But as we grow older and experience life and take on new and more responsibilities, there is one thing all of us must have when facing the changes and losses in life we contend with, and that is simply courage. Yes, courage. It's a major ingredient all of us need when confronting life's variations. So, how is it that we may be able to increase our level of courage? Is there anything we can add to the amount of courage we have to help us be more equipped to handle the demands of change in our lives? Well, stay with us as we explore this very important question concerning the characteristic of courage.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us for today's program. Do Christians need courage? That's my question for today. Do Christians need courage? My answer is yes, and hopefully after today's program, you will agree with me. Let me take you to Pakistan recently, and there was a story that was in the news about a woman named Asia Bibi. You may have heard of this story where this woman was out with some Muslims in her neighborhood, and they got into a disagreement. The Muslims turned her into the authorities, and Asia Bibi went to prison for 9 years. She was eventually released and sent to Canada, but during that 9-year period, she was under a death sentence. She was in a possibility of being executed. During that 9-year period, two government officials in Pakistan were killed by Muslim extremists because they were trying to get Asia Bibi released from prison. Christians do need courage in this world. In China today, there is Christianity, but it is only official Christianity. The Chinese government requires that if you want to have a church, you must go through the government. They will allow you to do this or do that, but they do not want your church to be above the government of China. The Bible says that's not how we do religion. The Bible says if you're a Christian, God comes first. He's the first thing other than the government. So those Chinese Christians are in danger. They live in danger of their churches being extinguished, demolished, taken out of the way by the Chinese government. Those Christians definitely need courage today. And if we look in our Bibles, we will see throughout the history of Christianity, Christians have needed the value of courage. Let's take a quick look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 11. Notice what it says here. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. This happened at the beginning of Christianity. It happened over the last 2,000 years, and it will happen at the end time. Notice what we read again in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus speaking to his disciples about the end times. Notice what he describes. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Oh yeah, Christians, we need courage. So what we want to do on the remainder of today's program is figure out, how do we develop courage? Are we born with it? Do we develop it? How can we gain more courage to be the Christians God would have us to be? Right now, I want to offer you some free literature and also a free full-length sermon CD. The literature I'd like to offer you on today's program is titled, How You Can Be an Overcomer. Jesus Christ promises everlasting life in the kingdom of God to him who overcomes. But what does it mean to be an overcomer? I also want to offer you a full-length sermon CD titled Courage. This will expand upon the themes of today's program. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by going to our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to that website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. Again, that's www.cgi.org. We also want to make you aware of an exciting new feature here at the Church of God International. We now have a digital app. It's called the CGI Digital Network app, and you can download it at the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, or the Amazon Play Store. You can also get our CGI Digital Network at Apple TV and Roku TV. You can see all of our Armor of God programs, all of our sermons, a lot of our literature is all there for you. Take advantage of the CGI digital app. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on today's program. We're looking at the subject of courage, and we've established at the beginning of the program that Christians do need courage. When we look out at the world today, let's take the top three religions. Christianity has the most adherents, Islam is number two, and Hinduism is number three. When you look at those three major religions, more Christians are being persecuted in this world today than any of those top three religions. 80% in some studies, 80% of the people being persecuted amongst those three religions are Christians. Christians need courage, especially in countries like North Korea, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, Eritrea, Iraq, Iran. These are some of the top 10 countries in the world where Christians are being persecuted today. So there's no doubt about it. As a Christian, you need the value of courage. You need to bring that forth in your daily walk with God. Now, how? How do we develop that courage? Are you born with it? Do you practice at it? Do you train for it? That's what I want to talk about in the remainder of today's program, developing that courage that we all need as Christians. Now, I want to give you a little example of how courage can be developed. I'm going to take you back to the civil rights movement in the 1960s, and we're going to go specifically to Nashville, Tennessee. Now, at that time in Nashville, the civil rights movement was attempting to go into some of these five and dime stores, some of these lunch places where you would sit down and buy a meal. These particular locations did not serve black people. And the civil rights movement went into these locations, had people sit down and ask to be served. Now, what happened to those people? They were pushed. They were shoved. They were spit upon. They had ashes from cigarettes put in their hair. They were accosted in so many different ways. But eventually what happened, the mayor of Nashville, because those stores began to be boycotted because of the treatment of these civil rights adherents who were nonviolent, who were not fighting back, a great push came forward to not buy from these stores, and the mayor of Nashville decided we have to let these people come in and be served. So that was a battle that was won by the civil rights movement. But here's the rest of that story. What gave those people the courage to put up with the jostling, the pushing, the words, the epithets that were thrown at them, and cigarette ashes put in their hair? How did they have the courage to stand their ground? Well, there was an individual named James Lawson. He was a Methodist minister, and he went to India, and he listened to the disciples of Mahatma Gandhi, and he learned about nonviolent protest there. He brought that information back from India and taught it to the people who were going to work in that civil rights movement in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. He had them practice over and over and over, sitting at a lunch counter, role-playing that they were being jostled, they were being spit upon, they were being accosted, they were having racial epithets thrown in their face. And through that training and that discipline, they were able to go into the real environment and put up with that type of treatment. So one way to build courage, folks, is to train for courage, to discipline your mind, to be courageous. That's one way as a Christian you can build that courage that you're going to need. And why will you need it as a Christian? Are there opportunities for you when you're at work and someone's talking about something and you need to say something in that conversation because you don't agree with what is being said? That courage that you discipline your mind for, that you practice for, will give you that ready answer when in the past you may have shirked that duty. You may have shied away from situations in which you could have stepped up because you were right there in the midst of a conversation, but you decided not to say anything because you didn't have the courage to say something. Again, something to think about as to how we can use this courage. Now, as we think of courage, I want to turn you over in your Bibles, if you have them handy, to Luke chapter 6 and verse 22. Luke 6 and verse 22. Notice what it says here, Luke 6 and 22. It says the following, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." I can think of conversations in my life where I shirked my duty of telling people what I really believed about Jesus Christ. When people were complaining about life, or people had issues with this or issues with that, and I knew that my answer to that issue was my faith in Jesus Christ, but I didn't bring it up because I was afraid of what those people would think about my belief. What Scripture tells us is you're blessed. You're blessed when people revile you. You're blessed when people don't like to hear what you have to say about Jesus Christ. So why worry, folks? There's a blessing for it. Take that blessing on. Put a smile on your face and put your 2 cents into that conversation. Or tell that person who's harassing a woman in the workplace, you're doing the wrong thing, buddy. I recently had something occur on my cell phone where I responded to someone about my beliefs in the Bible due to something they had sent to me via social media. You can do it. One way to make yourself do it is to role play it, discipline yourself, train for having courage like those civil rights workers we were just talking about. One other example from the pages of your Bible on this particular theme is over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 25. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 25. Listen to what Paul is saying and tell me if Paul was not disciplined, if Paul was not trained in being courageous. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Do you think when Paul went through this one time, two times, three times, that he got hardened to it, that he could then do it a fourth time, a fifth time? No doubt about it, folks. The fact that he had to keep going through it made him stronger and harder to continue the fight for the truth of God. If you can continue to fight for it in your mind, to role play it, to think about it, to meditate on it, you will be able to do it in those situations that maybe you haven't been able to do it in the past. Think about that. It will help. Another thing to think about when we think about building that courage, training for that courage, are the various experiences in life. And many times it's the negative experiences that help build the courage in your life. Think about this. I know you've all seen the movie, The Wizard of Oz. If you remember that movie, the cowardly lion was afraid to go up against the wicked witch. At the end of the movie, the cowardly lion realized he now had courage. But what was the key to him gaining that courage? It was the experience he had of finally going through that forest to get to the wicked witch's castle, of seeing those monkeys with wings attacking him, of going through the forest in the dark night and coming out on the other end of it, getting to the castle, facing the witch, but all the while he was afraid. You won't lose your fear, folks, to be courageous. Being courageous, the fear will still be there. But by going through these experiences, you can put that fear to the side and walk past the fear to get to that other side, just like the cowardly lion. Through the experience of all those negative things, the cowardly lion realized, I made it. I made it to the other side. I succeeded. And now fear was not as big a deal as it was before. You can do the same thing for your Christian faith. Mark Twain said this. This is a great quote. I'm going to say it twice because it's such a great quote. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. When you have God on your side, folks, you can overcome your fears. When you have faith in what this word says, you can get past any fears that you may have. The reason I say that is there are many scriptures in the Bible where God lets us know that He has our back, that He's going to be there for us. He's going to take care of us. As Israel came out of Egypt, as they were in the wilderness for 40 years, as they were about to go into the promised land, there were going to be peoples in that promised land who were going to attack them, who were going to fight them. And the Israelites knew what was coming. But listen to what happens before they go into that promised land. Listen to what God says to them in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and beginning in verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee. He will not forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. God tells us in His word over and over, I'm with you. I got your back. I'm right there before you. Now, Israel literally saw the presence of God in their camp. But we know God is present because of His word in our daily life. We can read these stories. We can meditate on what we read. And for me, this gives me all the courage I need to stand up and be counted as a Christian. Because in this world today, this world is going in a completely different direction than what God wants it to go. We have more opportunities to stand up and be counted as Christians and let this world know what we believe, why we believe it, and what is coming to this world. You can do it also, those of you out there listening to me today. I'll leave you with a couple of other scriptures in the book of Psalms. I'm going to turn over to the book of Psalms, and specifically Psalm 27 and verse 1. Psalm 27 and verse 1 says this, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Folks, you need to take that language to heart. Who do you need to fear if God is backing you up? The most powerful force in the universe, the most powerful force within creation is God, and He has your back. Now, of course, man can kill you, but with God, if you follow Him, you have the promise of eternal life. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fret. The fear will be there, but God can help you push through that fear that you may be experiencing. One last scripture over in Psalm 56. Psalm 56, and I'll pick it up here in verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do unto me? I can remember a time I was driving my van with my wife and daughter in the car. I got into a lane to my left a little bit slow. The car behind me began honking. The car came around the side of me. We got into a tunnel. The car was way ahead of me. It slowed down. As I approached the car from behind, the man stuck his head out of his window and started yelling at us. I smiled and waved, which maybe I shouldn't have done. This enraged this individual. He then pulled his car up and turned his car into my van. Remember, I'm in a tunnel. There's nowhere to go. I was afraid for a moment, but all of a sudden, a calmness came over me as I thought about God. I can tell you this like it was yesterday. I remember that initial fear with my wife and daughter in the car. I felt a moment of rage, but I let it go and got extremely calm. The reason I got so calm, folks, is my head is in this book. I know what this book says and who God is, and I knew He was with me, and everything turned out okay. We got this individual's license plate, and I'll tell you the rest of that story in another Armor of God. But the point of today's program is you can have that courage when you have God backing you up. We all can have that if we have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, we wanted to offer you some literature today, and the literature we were offering you is titled, How You Can Be an Overcomer. In order to have courage, you've got to overcome some things in your life. And I want you to get this booklet so you can learn more about how to overcome obstacles in your life and have that godly courage you need to do it. We also want to give you a full-length sermon that addresses what I'm talking about today. Ask for the sermon Courage by Mike James. To get both of those items, you just call us toll-free. And those items are free. Call 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can get both of those items by visiting our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Don't forget about our digital app either. It's on the CGI Digital Network, and where you can find it is in your app store. Go to the Amazon Play Store. Go to the Google Play Store. Go to the Apple App Store. And what you will find when you download the CGI Digital Network app is a lot of our Armor of God programs, our sermons, our literature. It's all available to you there. And you can also find it on Apple TV and Roku TV. Folks, thanks for joining me today. Remember, you can build godly courage. With God backing you up, you have nothing to fear. Oh, fear will still be there, but you can walk past that fear and accomplish what God would have you accomplish and be the Christian God would have you be. So long for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.